Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Vav, and we are at the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top of daf Samach He Amid Beis. So we're moving along in the sugyas of Yayin Esach. Says the Mishnah, Yayin Esach shenofal al gabi anovim. If Yayin Esach falls, it spills on top of grapes. So could you eat the grapes now, or can you not eat the grapes now? Says the Mishnah, Yadichein, wash the grapes really, really well. Vehin mutares, and they're going to be mutar. Meaning there's no concern that maybe the Yayin Nesech seeped into the grapes. Thus, it's enough to wash it. You wash it, you can eat it, it's not an issue. If, however, there were cracks in the grapes, and as the Rishonim say, the grape where the stem is always is going to have a crack. So even if that little hole on the top of the grape exists, that's enough to say, Asura is that the grapes are going to be Asura. It's not enough to wash it, because now you're concerned that Yayin Esach actually penetrated the grape. If that's the case, there's no way in the world to eat the grape. If Yayin Esach falls, it spills on Te'enim, figs, Oyagabi, Tamarim, on dates. So there you can't just wash it. There it's a little bit more complicated. The halacha is that if the wine is contributing taste to the figs or the dates, but not just taste, the way we're going to see in the sugya, but rather a good taste, it's nois and tam l'shvach, it's enhancing the taste of the te'enim and the tamarim, in contrast to where had it been nois and tam l'fgam, meaning it would be detracting from the taste of the te'enim and the tamarim regardless. Im yesh ben the nois and tam, if it's nois and tam and it's a good taste, asr the halach is the te'enim or the tamarim are going to be asr. Maisa, there was a maisa shayi kachoy, shayi groigros besfina. He was taking groigros figs on a ship, and there was a barrel of Yayin Esach. It broke. The wine spilled all over the place. And it went on top of the groigros. The shol the chachamim. And he asked the chachamim a shayla, can I eat the figs or not? The chachamim said, it's mutter. The Gemara is going to explain. Anytime Yayin Esach falls on another meichel, it penetrates the meichel, and it's noisin tam l'shvach, that loch is the meichel becomes asr. Kol she'im v'anosav noisin tam. If, however, it's not noisin tam l'shvach, but rather it's noisin tam l'fgam, it takes away from the taste, mutter, in that case, it's going to be mutter, kegoyin. And an example of that would be chaymetz vinegar. Chazal's vinegar was spoiled wine, shenafal agabi grisin, which fell on top of beans. The halach is, we assume that the chaymetz penetrated the beans. It's a noisin tam, however, lefgam, and it's for that reason, it's going to be mutter. Zok the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, a halacha, the yayin esach that falls on top of anovim, it depends. If there's no cracks in the anovim, wash it and it's okay. If there are cracks, even that little hole where the stem is, the halach is asuras. What if it fell on top of te'enim and tamarim? So the Mishnah said, if it's noisin tam, it's going to be asar. Stating that, says the Mishnah, there was a ma'aseh shehayah with Bisus ben Zoyne, who had figs, was on a boat, there was Yayin Esach, the chavish of Yayin Esach cracked, the Yayin Esach went on top of these figs, he took it to the chachamim, the chachamim said it was mutter. Now usually, if the Mishnah says a halacha, and then follows that up with the story is going to support the halacha. Over here, the story contradicted the halacha, because the halacha was that if Yayin Esach falls on te'enim, which are figs, the halacha is, if it's nois and tam, it's aser. And then we don't bring a maisa where it's aser, but rather we bring a maisa where the chachamim said it was mutter. So freak the Gemara, maisa listar. So the Gemara says, not such a shver akasha, chasurei mechzure v'hachikon. You just have to do a little bit of surgery to the Mishnah, edit it a little bit, and everything is going to be really nice. Im nois and tam lefkam u'mutter. When the Mishnah says it's aser, that's only if it's nois and tam l'shvach. If it's nois and tam lefkam, the way we spoke it out when we learned the Mishnah, it's going to be mutter. Maisa nami. And there was a story, b'bisas ben zoynin, shayim mevi gregris besfina, v'nishtab rechav shayayin esach, v'nofal al gabeim, bo maisa lefnei chachamim v'hitirum. So the story isn't supporting the halacha that we have in the Mishnah, it's supporting the halacha that was chasurei mechzura, that's omitted from the Mishnah. But the bottom line is, the halacha really depends on whether it's nois and tam l'shvach or nois and tam l'fgam, like the Mishnah said at the end mefurish, zeh haklal. If it's nois and tam l'shvach, it's also if it's nois and tam l'fgam, it's mutter. The reason in that story with Bisus ben Zoynin, it was mutter because it was nice and tam lefkam. That's another related story. There was a bundle of wheat. Where a barrel of Yayin Esach broke and the wine spilled on top of this chitin, and the chitin were brought to Rava. What do I do with it? Shaye Rava. Rava said, it's mutter lizvune la'ov dekechavim. It's okay to sell it to a guy. By the way, it's just kedai to speak out. You know, you have a lot of these gemaras where you would think, okay, you know, why do you have to get involved in a shayla? You have a novim, and the wine is build on the anavim. It's yayin nesech, so you're going to rely on a kula. You're going to say yadichem. You're going to wash it, or you're going to start getting involved in noisim tam l'shvach, noisim tam l'fgam. I mean, I think if you ask the modern man in 2018, he would say throw it in the garbage, and the next time you're in the street, buy new grapes. What's the big deal? But the truth is, it's indicative of how society has changed. The anius once upon a time that existed wasn't so simple. I'm just going to throw away my chitin. I'm just going to throw away my anavim. But from a halachic standpoint, it's not so simple either, because it's something called baltashchis, and that's why you have to realize not so posh it to take the bottle of wine and pour it down the drain, or to take the grapes and throw it in the garbage, or the figs and throw it in the garbage. So this could be even from a halachic standpoint, forget the sociological aspect, but simply, what do I do with these wheat? Do I eat it? Can I throw it out? Am I obligated to throw it out? Can I sell it to a guy? This is a real halachic shaila. Either way, so it was brought to Rava. Again, there was a bundle of wheat. Yayin nesach spilled all over it. What do you do now? So Rava said you can't eat the wheat, but at the same time you could sell it to a guy. Frikta Gemara, Isri Rabbi Bar Levi LeRava. So Rabbi Bar Levi asked Rava, is that so pashut? Meaning Rava was paskening that it's aser b'achila, but it's mutter b'hana. Problem is, beged shava b'kelayim. Somebody has a beged and this kelayim inside of it. Now, if it's overtly kalayim, you can do whatever you want with it. We're talking about where there's a little bit of kalayim inside, so little that it's not going to be noticeable to a person. So you now, who own this baguette, you can't sell it to a yid, because you're being machshel the yid with the iser kalayim. He's going to wear shatnez if he buys it from you. You can't even sell it to a guy. The reason is, we're concerned that the guy is going to sell it to a yid. The yid, again, is not going to see the shatnez, and by him not seeing the shatnez, he's going to go ahead and wear it. Additionally, like I said in my das l'chamar, you shouldn't make it as a saddle to a donkey. Because even though you could sit on a saddle that shatnez, but as we saw previously in the Masechta, sometimes they would take the saddle and convert it into clothing. It may be machshel you at some point to the issik. You want to do something constructive with it? You can use it as tachrich in the meis mitzvah. The reason is because mace is chafshi min ha-mitzvahs, so he's allowed to wear shatnez. Is that so posh? What happens when the mason are going to get up, lachat chias ha-mason? The mace is going to be, at that point, a chayim, trias ha-mesem. He's going to be standing, and he's going to be wearing shatnez. So maybe that's right, we'll get into tomorrow. But for now, you have over here a beged that has a little bit of kalayim. Nobody really knows that there's kalayim. Another kasha toaster says, why don't you say the little bit of kalayim that's inside this much larger beged is bottle to the larger beged? Taisus kasha. Taisus is very important. You say to answer this kasha again, Ray, that maybe we'll get to tomorrow. But again, what's the halacha? The halacha is that if you have a beged that has kalayim, it has shatnez, but it could be people won't know this shatnez, so you certainly can't sell it to a yid. You can't even sell it to a guy. Why can't you sell it to a guy? Because we're afraid that he's going to sell it. So how did Rav allow these chitim to be sold to a guy? He didn't allow it to be sold to a yid because he is not allowed to eat it. Sell it to a guy. You can have anav from it, and the guy can eat it. So what's the problem? You know what the problem is? Why aren't you worried that he's going to sell it to another yid? So the Gemara said, Rava came around. Hadar, you have Hadar Amar Rava throughout Shas. There's a lot of before and afters in Rava's thought process. So Rava came around, and Rava said, you're right. La'achar ha'iyun, shafti v'ru isi kitoyiso. It's also, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Just like you can't sell the beged of kalayim to a guy, you can't sell this to a guy either. What then did Rava say is okay? Shara le'metchinu, he allowed it to, ulemafinu ulezvenu levikam. He allowed the yid to bake it, and then he sold it, and then sell it to a guy. You can't let a yid see this going down. The point is, he allowed the guy to buy the chitim after they were already made into a bread, after they were made into a cake of some sorts. At that point, what are you worried about? You're worried that the guy's going to eat it, the guy's allowed to eat it. You're worried that the guy's going to sell it, no one's going to buy bread from a guy. It's pasakum. And being that it's pasakum, it's awesome. So he had nothing to be worried about. The only thing he said was, is that you have to sell it to a guy where no yid is looking. Because if a yid sees you selling it to a guy, so yid's going to know that it wasn't baked by a guy. So he's going to know it's not pasakum. Maybe he will buy it from a guy. So as long as you sell it in a covert operation, nobody sees it, you do it in a dark alley, now the guy has this bread. What are you worried about? You're worried that someone's going to buy it from him and eat it? Yidinar nizer and pasakum. It's one of the takonas from the Yud Ches Dvarim. It's not something you have to worry about. Being that it's not something you have to worry about, that was the eitzah of how to make this work. But either way, Rava held in principle that if yayin nesech falls on gabe chitim, what's the halacha? It's asur b'shtiya, it's mutar b'hana. Says the Gemara, let's see how that stems with our Mishnah. Tonight, yayin nesach shenafal on gabe anovim. If yayin nesach falls on anovim, yadich vei mutaros. All you have to do is wash it, and it's going to be mutar. Vim hayu mevukais. If there were cracks inside the grapes, that's when there's a problem, because then we assume the yayin penetrated the grape. Asur, it's going to be asur. Says the Gemara, mevukais in, shem mevukais light. Sounds like the only time it's going to be asur is if there's a crack in the grapes. But if there's no crack in the grapes, then what? It's mutter. So the Gemara's kash is, where are the cracks in the chitin? Why are the chitin not treated like anovim? All you should have to do is wash it and it should be okay. Rava said it's mutter to sell to a guy. No, it should be mutter to eat. Rav Papa explained, Rava's psak shani chiti hoyul the agav tiraikim of a koi is damye. So again, we're not farmers. When's the last time you saw a stalk of wheat? But in the middle of the kernel of the stalk of the wheat, there are cracks. The wine can penetrate those cracks, so it's similar to anovim that I'm a vukais. Thus, it's not so simple to just wash it off. It's a real issue. If it's a real issue, that's where Rava's psak comes out, where Rava held that it was asur b'shtiya, mutar b'hana. Why asur b'shtiya, mutar b'hana? So those are sugyas later in the Masechta. We'll get a better understanding in that when we get later in the Masechta. Right. I'm saying, okay, so we're going to get into all this later. Either way, so for now, the Gemara turns its attention. Me inyan le inyan, but oisa inyan, and the Gemara brings a very important machloikis, abaya v'rava. And it's an important machloikis when you learn the sugyas of taruva. So there's no time to do a proper akdama on the idea of taruvas. It's not necessary either. But this next Gemara, and really many of the dafim that we're going to learn now from here until the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, are going to touch upon some basic fundamental principles in taruvos. So we know that a taruvos is a mixture that has in it iser v'heter. And a mixture can come in two forms. It's what we know in Gemara and in Halacha as a taruvos of yavish v'yavish or a taruvos lach v'lach. Taruvos yavish v'yavish would mean you have two solid items that were mixed up. So for example, you have 10 pieces of meat, 9 of them you know are kosher, 1 of them is not kosher. They're nesarif, in the sense that you don't know which one is which. They're not one big bundle of meat, they're 10 individual hamburgers. But you know that 9 of them are kosher, and 1 of them isn't kosher. So what's the halacha anytime you have a taruvos? Midai raisa, achir rabam lahatis. You go baser raib. It's one of the halachas of raib. There's different types of raib. There's zil baser ruba, there's rubei kekulai, and there's bittel baraib. That's the idea of bittel baraib. We say that the one hamburger that's treif, that's nevela, is bottle to the hamburgers that are kosher. It's as if all of them are kosher, you're allowed to eat all the hamburgers. Could you eat them all at the same time? Is it only b'zeh hazeh? Famous machloikis, Rosh and Rajba. This is all important when you learn b'zeh tezchulin. This is taruvos 101. But the bottom line is, that's the halacha of a taruvos yavish b'yavish. What if you have two dvarim lachim? You have two things that are not yavish, they're not solid, but they're liquid. So for example, you have different mashkin that were nesarif. You have kosher wine and not kosher wine. You have wine that's truma, and you have wine that's not truma. You have chol of treifa, and you have regular chol of Yisrael. And it was all nesarif. So what's the halacha? So over there, being that when two dvarim lachim come together, they become one, the halacha is a little bit different. There the halacha is that it's not enough that you have roiv. It's not enough that you have roiv heter keneged the iser in order to be matir the taruvos. But what you need to make sure is that the iser is not even noticeable in the taruvos. Meaning it's not even noisting tam. It's not even contributing any taste to the davar asa. But to the extent that it's contributing a little bit of taste, to the extent it's nois and tam, even though it's the miut, and ordinarily, achri rabim lahatos, the halacha is, it's going to be asa. So when you're dealing with a taruvus of yavish b'yavish, l'chura, all you should need is right. When it's a taruvus of lach b'lach, being that the taruvus now is one, so the davar asar, even if it's a miut, would be noticeable, that's enough to say that you can't go basarayf. What then do you go basar? You just have to determine whether it's in fact noticeable. If it's nice and tam, if you can taste it, it's a problem. If it's not nice and tam, you don't taste it. How do you know if it's nice and tam? So there's two ways you can do it. Either you can give it to an Eina Yehudi, someone that you trust, the kfela, you can give it to him and ask him, taste it. Does he taste it or do you not taste it? Alternatively, there were certain ratios that the Chachamim said you can run with, and if you know that the proportion of Issa Taheter meets those ratios, it's going to be okay. The most notable one is Shishin. So if the 60 times Heter connected the Issa, then we say the Issa is not just Batul B'Rayv, it's Batul B'Shishin. Batul B'Shishin is another way of saying that you can't even taste the Issa, or you can't even taste the Issa, in this case it's going to be okay. Now, Is there a halacha of shishin when it comes to yavish b'yavish? That's not our sugya right now. The rabbanon maybe, but that's not our sugya. The halacha of noisin tam, where we say that even though you have roiv and a taruv eslach balach, but if it's noisin tam, is it also? Does that mean it's asim v'day raisa, asim v'day rabbanon? Tam ke'ikr, which is what it's known as in the sugya, is it a dinday raisa or is it a dinday rabbanon? That's also not our sugya. What is our sugya now is where yayin nesach meets taruvos. And where yayin nesach meets taruvos, it's a separate shulchan aruch. And really, the shulchan aruch begins at the end of the mesechta. It's a mishnah and dafayin gimel amadav. Just going to read the mishnah. Yayin nesach aser. Yayin nesach is aser. I think we know that. Va'oiser b'kol shu. Not only is it aser, a kol shu, a drop. A tipa of yayin nesach is already aser. Says the Mishnah, yayin b'yayin, umayin b'mayin b'kolsho. Yayin b'mayin, umayin b'yayin, b'noisin tam. Zeh haklal. Min b'minay b'mashu, v'shaloy b'minay b'noisin tam. Says the Mishnah, what happens if yayin nesach is nis'arev with a davar mutter? See, if yayin nesach, it gets mixed up with kosher wine. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, is it shishin? Like, what's the halacha? It depends. If it's min b'minoy, it's yayin b'yayin, the halacha is b'mashu. It doesn't have to be nois and tam. You could have a huge barrel of kosher wine and a drop of yayin nesach falls into the bucket, the halacha is, it's going to be asur. If it's min b'she'ene minoy, you have a big barrel of water, let's say, and a little bit of yayin falls in, being that it's two different minim, if it's min b'she'ene minoy, there the halacha is that it's going to be asur only if it's nois and tam. So as the halachas of taruvos impact yayin nesach, if it's min b'minoy, then there's no halacha of shishim. Even mashu is enough to make it asur. If it's min b'she'enoy minoy, then the halacha is, it has to be nois and tam. Machloikas abayi v'rova, and that's going to take us through the daf, or actually, samach vav amar aleph, is how do you define min b'minoy? How do you define min b'she'enoy minoy? What's koiveya? So sometimes they're wine, they're both cabernet, so it's easy. But the question is, if you dig a little bit deeper, what's the definition of min b'minoy? What's the definition of min b'she'enoy minoy? Zok tegemar. Chamra tiko. If somebody has aged wine, be'invi, and it was nesarev with grapes, divri akol, everybody agrees, b'noy sentam. In other words, everybody agrees that different minim. One is wine, the other one is grapes. Thus, if then nis'arev, the halach is going to be, if the yayin nesach is nois and tam into the anovim, it's going to be a problem. If it's not nois and tam, it's not going to be a problem, because it's min b'she'enoy minoy. Yayin nesach and the taruva is min b'she'enoy minoy, the halach is ben nois and tam. Chamr chadeta be'invi. What if, however, a person has wine that's not aged, it's newly fermented wine, and it was nis'arev together with anovim? Now, what's unique about chamr chadeta is it still tastes a little bit like grapes. As the wine ages, it starts developing its own taste. But chamra chadeta still tastes like ganovim. And it's for that reason, it was a little bit confusing to Namira. Abaye said that being that the chamra chadeta tastes like ganovim, I look at it as being the same min as ganovim. If it's the same min as ganovim, it's yayin nesach shenesarev. Bin minoy, min bin minoy is b'mashu. So Abaye said, I'm very machmer in this case. Rova says no. Rava said that it's looked at as min b'she'enoy minoy. One is wine, the other one is anovim. It's true, it tastes very much like anovim, but it's not anovim. And being that it's not anovim, it's a different min. If it's a different min, it's tafka b'noyis and tam. He's make abayam b'mashu. Abayis b'mashu b'sa tam, you go b'sa tam. Idi b'idi chataymu. Havali min b'minoy b'mashu. Abayis says it tastes the same, it's one min. Dalach is b'mashu. Rava b'noyis and tam. B'sa shma zlini. You go b'sa tam, you go b'sa shma. V'hai shma l'chud. V'hai shma l'chud. One is called wine. The other one is called grapes. The havelay min b'she'enoy minoy, min b'she'enoy minoy, b'noy sein tam. Zok tumar. Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, yayin nesach shkava agave anovim, right? We have a good sushtel to this machloikis. Wine and grapes get nisarev. So you don't have to think too far to find a good bekias sushtel. It's our Mishnah, right? That was the way the daf began this morning. Yayin nesach is nisarev together with anovim. So what did the Mishnah say? If there's no cracks, then it's easy. Just wash it. But if there's cracks, asurais, it's going to be awesome. Now, because Kasolka Taitich says the Gemara, it's fair to assume chamra chadeta ba'anovi, that the Mishnah is discussing aged wine, but the Mishnah is also discussing new wine. It doesn't say what type of yayin nesach it was. It could be it was chamra chadeta. And still the Mishnah says that if it falls on top of grapes that have cracks, asurais. Now, what does asurais mean? Ma'ilah b'nois and tam. Doesn't it mean b'nois and tam? And if it means b'nois and tam, you see that chamra chadeta and anovin are viewed as min b'she'enoy minoy. Because if it's min b'minoy with asur, the mash. Why is it min b'she'enoy minoy? Because one is wine and one is grapes. The problem is the wine tastes like the grapes. lives. So it's a raya to Ravo that you go basa shma, not like Gabbai. I don't care if they taste the same. I look at it as mimba shein emina, and therefore I go basa tam. But the Gemara says loy b'mashu. How do you know when the Mishnah said the imhayim mevukais asurais? It means it's only asur if it's nice and tam. Maybe it's not only asur if it's nice and tam. Maybe it's asur even if it's not nice and tam. Like Gabbai holds by chamra chadata, it's asur even if it's chamra atika, then it has to be nice and tam. But chamra chadata, which according to Gabbai is mimba mina because they both taste the same, maybe it's asur even if it's not nice and tam. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you why I think it means nice and tam, because read the end of the Mishnah. Amidik tani seifo zeakal kol shabana asur be nice and tam asur kol shein ba asur be nice and tam mutar. This Mishnah of zeakal was going to explain the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when is this taruvah of Yayin Asachos? If it's nice and tam. So you see, clearly the Mishnah is talking about min b'she'enoi minoi. Michlal de b'nais and tam askina. Now, Pishloi, Mechad Ratika is certainly going to be min b'she'enoi minoi because they don't taste the same and they're not even called by the same name. But according to Abaya, that Zilbasa Taimo, that two things that taste the same are considered the same min. If when the Mishnah says Yayin Asach means even new wine, why Asura is b'nais and tam? It should be Asura is b'mashu. So isn't this a festa raya to Rava? Abaya is not going to be impressed because Abaya is going to say, who said the Mishnah is talking about new wine? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about aged wine. You're right. The Mishnah is talking about a taruvas of Yayin Nesach and Anovim. The Mishnah is talking about Mimbashin and Minoy because the Mishnah says, Zaklal, it's all Tali and Nice and Time. And based on the Mishnah later, Nayan Gimel and Aleph, when is a Tali and Nice and Time only if it's Mimbashin and Minoy? Abaya Grada holds that it's possible to have Yayin and Anovim that are Nisariv that would be Bimashu. Because Abaya holds Zilbasa Taima and wine that tastes like grapes is viewed as grapes. The Mishnah is not talking about that wine. So according to Rava, the Mishnah is talking say about aged wine, say about new wine. According to Abaya, the Mishnah is dafka talking about aged wine. The Mishnah is not talking about new wine. Either way, so we have a machlokes Abaya and Rava. Whether the definition of min b'minoy are two things that taste the same or two things that are referred to by the same name, the nafkamina that the Mara brought was new wine, chamra chadata, and anovim that were nesarev. Is it benois and tam or is it b'mashu? Abaya was machmer, Abaya said it's b'mashu. Rava was mekos. The Mara is going to bring now another nafkemina lahalacha. In this machloik is Abaya v'Rava, but in this case, Rava is going to be the one that's machmer. Abaya is going to be the one that's mekos, but Zilbasar logic, it's the same exact fundamental principle. Abaya holds you go basar taima, Rava holds you go basar shma. Chalo de chamra, vinegar of wine, v'chalo de shichra, and vinegar of beer. So you have wine that went bad, you have beer that went bad, v'chamira de chiti, or you have sa'ar, leaven of chitim, v'chamira de sa'ari, as in kol chamira v'chamira, and you have sa'ar of sa'irim, of barley. So you have vinegar and vinegar. You have chamira and chamira. However, one is vinegar of wine. The other one is vinegar of beer. One is chamira of wheat. The other one is chamira of barley. They were nesarif now. What's the halacha? Is the halacha that you go basert b'mashu? Or is it b'nois and tam? Abaya ama b'nois and tam. Rama ama b'mashu. Abaya ama b'nois and tam. The reason it's b'nois and tam, basa tam is lina. Because Abaya holds you always go basa tam. So let's talk about the first case. Chamra and shichra. Vahay tam eluchod. Spoiled wine doesn't taste the same as spoiled beer. They both taste lousy, but they don't taste the same. Vahay tam eluchod. Therefore, it's two different things. Vahavale min b'shein o'mina. Min b'shein o'mina. B'nois and tam. Abaya is going to be meko. Rava ama b'mashu. Rava says, no, it's b'mashu. Why? Basa shma is lina. Because wine is referred to as wine, and beer is referred to as beer, but when they turn into vinegar, they're just called vinegar. So it's true, they taste different, and they have a different origin, but right now, Basar Shma is Linan, Vahai Chala Mikri, one's called Chala, Metan Aleph, as in vinegar, Vahai Chala Mikri, the other one is called vinegar, Vahai Chamira Mikri, Vahai Chamira Mikri, Avalei Mimim Mina, Bechol Mimim Mina, Ibn Mashus. Again, we have a Machloikis, Abaya V'Rava, how you define min as it relates to Salach of Yayin Nesach. According to Abaya, how do you define it? You define it based on tam. According to Rava, you define it based on sham. Amar Abaya, no, I mean, what's my makard? How do I know this halacha? The basa tam mazlinon that when it comes to yai nesach, but really more than just yai nesach, when it comes to sugis of taruvos, of a taruvos between iser and heter, the way you define min and ena min, because this shayla of min and ena min has ramifications beyond the sugis of yai nesach. We're learning avodah zara. We're learning the sugis of yai nesach, and in yai nesach it's a mafurish mishnah that delineates very clearly between min b'minay and min b'she'ena minay. But really, this has ramifications beyond. So it says Abai, how do I know that when it comes to Isser v'Heter, it comes to Taruvah, the way you define a min is based on time. The time you learned in a Braisa, the little base says it's really a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtos Arlo. Tavlin, Beis V'Gimel Shemois. Somebody has spices, and the spices had two or three different names. V'hein min echad. So you had black pepper, white pepper, a different type of pepper. But the point is that Beis V'Gimel Shemois, but they're all the same min. Oy, min, gimel. Or you have tavlin, you have pepper, you have salt. Three different minim. Asurim. The halacha is that umitzarif and the mitzarif together in a taruvos to create a sheer iser to cause problems in the thing that they fell into. Amar Chizkiya said, that even though these minim are technically different minim, one is salt, one is garlic, they're not the same thing. But being that they all sweeten, they all accomplish the same thing inside this Michael, inside the taruvahs that they're in, they're all doing the same thing to the taruvahs. So the halacha is, we look at them all as being the same min. So it says Abai, a very interesting halacha, that you have a taruvah, so this is the hatter. The context over there is spices. And Chizkiya holds, it's a Mishnah really, that if you have multiple minim, if they all accomplish, they contribute the same way to the taruvahs. So for that reason, we're going to look at them all as being the same min. So it says Abai, Bishlam, if the way you always define a min in a taruvah is basar tams, I get it. Kulachat taimahu, that's this chiddush, and that's a little bit of a leap, but still, what he's saying is that they're all mine mesika, they're all sweetening the taruvas. So I get the point of why we look at them as all men. But according to Rava's understanding, you go baster shma, hai shma luchod, the hai shma luchod, one is pepper, the other one is garlic, it's not the same thing. Who cares if they're mine mesika? So zokta bai, you see from this Mishnah, baster. Rava's going to tell you, no, it's not Muchach. I, the Mishnah. Hamani Ram Meir. This Mishnah is Ram Meir. It's not Mishnah, it's always Ram Meir. The Tanya, we learned to the Bryce of Yudam Yehuda, says from Ram Meir. This is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Ram Meir. How do you know that all Yisurim in the Torah are Mitzar of Zemzeh? So if somebody eats a Kezias of something, Asr and he gets Malchus. We pass him like Rabbi Yechon and Chatzich are Asr in the Torah. But you need a shear for Einstein in order to get Malchus, you need an Einstein. Yeah, how do you know if somebody eats a Chatzizayas of Nevelo, let's say, and then he eats a Chatzizayas of Kilei Akerim, I don't know, something else. How do you know that they're Mitzarif? So Rabbi Meir says, you learn from a Pasik, Shenebel Yisoychal Kol Tayevo, and we learn from there, Kol Sheti After Lacha Reo Beval Soychal. Anything that you're not allowed to eat, there's all lumped into one loisase, meaning that they're mitztarif to create a shiur iser. So according to Rav Meir, you see that two minim could be mitztarif for shiurei iser. If they can be mitztarif for shiurei iser, they can be mitztarif in the taruvos as well. Thus, Rav is going to say it's true that there is a Mishnah that says different minim of tavlin can be mitztarif together. They can band together and join forces to mess up a taruvah. But it doesn't mean basa time as lena. It's not muchach that that's the reason. That of course they're all mine mesika, they're all the same taste, because what's kaveya in a taruvah is the taste. That's what gives something its chashivos. Lav dafka, that's what it is. Maybe the Mishnah means Rameyer. Rameyer holds that isurim are always mitzarif, even if they're different isurim. If mitzurim are always mitzarif, so that would be the beer in the Mishnah. All the tavlinim could be mitzarif based on the idea that all the isurim are always mitzarif for shiurim. Kol sheti after l'cha reu v'asleichal, even outside, even beyond the scope of taruvas. Either way, so we had a machloikis, abaya v'rova, very important machloikis. How you define min and einoy min as it relates to a taruvas? According to Abaya, two things that taste the same are the same min. According to Rava, two things that are referred to by the same name are the same min. Abaya's big chiddush was that new wine and anovim, being that they taste the same, is viewed as min b'minay. Rava's big chiddush was that chala de chamra and chala de shichra, vinegar that came from wine and vinegar that came from beer, even though they're different minim l'chura, they certainly taste differently, they have a different origin, but being that they're both called chala right now, therefore, they're going to be considered the same min as well. So Gemara now is going to bring another very, very mucho important machloikis between Abaye and Rava. Chalo legav chamro, if chalo, vinegar, falls into wine. So you had vinegar of a dover aser, and it fell into chamro of a dover muter. Everybody agrees b'nois and tam that it's going to aser it b'nois and tam. There's nothing to talk about. Why? Because you look at it as min b'she'inei minoi. One is chalo, one is chamro. They don't taste the same. They're not referred to as the same thing. One is called wine, the other one is called vinegar. Therefore, the halacha is, it's min b'she'inei minoi. It's always b'nois and tam. Chamro legav chalo. What, however, is the halacha if wine falls into vinegar? So you'd say, what's the difference? Abaye says it's very different. There we look at it as min b'minay. Rav Amar b'nayis and tam. Abaye says b'mashu, rechei chala, v'tamo chamra chala. Abaye held that the Metzius is that as the wine is descending upon the vinegar, the wine takes on the smell of the vinegar. When it hovers, as it's being poured into the vinegar, right before it lands, it's going to smell, not taste, it's going to smell like vinegar. Being that it's going to smell like vinegar, it now has some shaychus to the thing that it's mixing into. You have wine falling into vinegar. So right now, they're two completely different things. Abaye holds you go bust the time, but they don't taste the same. But you know what happens right when the wine falls into the vinegar? Even though they don't taste the same, they smell the same. Because the wine takes on the smell of the vinegar. That's only true if the wine is falling into the vinegar. It's not true if the vinegar is falling into the wine. So when the wine is falling into the vinegar, now you have two things being nesarif that don't taste the same, but they smell the same. Abaye holds, reichechalo, v'tamochamro, something that smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine, chalo, is viewed as vinegar. Therefore, v'havalei mimbamino, v'chal mimbamino, v'mashim. So this taruvah says mimbamino, it's vinegar and vinegar. What do you mean? It's wine and vinegar. It's even called wine and vinegar. It tastes like wine and vinegar. Don't you, Abaye, all you go bust the taste? Yeah, that's true. But if there's a stira, if there's an inherent stira between the taste and the smell, you go bust with the smell. Reche chalav etam chamra chalav. Therefore, they're both vinegar. They're both vinegar. It's mimimimim mash. Rabam abenayis in tam. Because reche chalav etam chamra, something that smells like chalav and tastes like chamra, is anyways chamra. Avol mimbeshein eminoi. V'chol mimbeshein eminoi. Benayis in tam. So we have here another important machloek is Abaye v'Rav. Something that tastes one way and smells another way. According to Abaye, you go bust a recha. According to Rava, you go bust a time. It sounds like Rava is giving less chashivos to smell, to the way the thing smells, whereas Abaye thinks that if something smells one way and it tastes another way, he gives a chashivos to the way it smells. And on that note, we have a classic, classic Gemara. Hi, Bastia. So what was a Bastia? Once upon a time, people would hire professionals to come smell their casks of wine to tell them whether it's good, it's not good, you know, how much lifespan it has left, you know, give it a good schmeck and to see, you know, what you're supposed to do with it. So the Bastia was, Rashi says, it was a nekev, a hole that they used to make in the proverbial cork. They would stick a tube in and the idea was to go ahead and smell it. If a guy smells a yid's wine, shapadami, there's nothing wrong. Meaning, a guy is not allowed to touch the wine, maybe can't look at the wine, the shlach kaddish, but he can smell the wine. What if a yid, however, smells a guy's wine? Is that okay or is that not okay? What's it said it shouldn't be okay? You're being nana. You're having hana. You're having hana from yayin esach. Yayin esach is something that's also hana. So is a yid allowed to go to a guy's wine and smell it? This bastia, could a yid have non-Jewish clients when he does his job? Abaye amar aser, Rav amar muter. Abaye amar aser, Abaye says it's aser. Recha milsi, because recha is milsa. You're not allowed to just go ahead and smell a davar aser. Rav amar muter, recha lat milsi. So again, Abaye, who was the one in the previous Gemara that said recha chala v'tam chamra chala, he gave chashivos to recha. It's almost Abaye l'shitasai. Abaye holds recha milsi, that smelling is a big deal. And it's also to smell Yisrayana. Rava held that Reichi Chalav Atayma Chamra is viewed as Chamra, but the point is here too, Rava holds that it's okay for a Yid to smell Yayin Esech, it's Mutter, because Rava holds Reichi Chalav Milsi. Amar Rava Ibn Amidah, how do I know the Reichi Chalav Milsi? For the Reichi Chalav Klumah, that's how we learned in a Mishnah. Tanur Shehi Siku Bekometz. This is a Mishnah Mesach Tashtrumah. Somebody had an oven, and the oven was heated with cumin Shel Trumah. And then afterwards somebody baked pas that was chulin. And the question is, that is someone that's not a kohen, who's not allowed to eat chum, is he allowed to eat this bread? Or is he not allowed to eat this bread? What's it said he should be able to eat the bread? Because being that the oven was heated with cumin, and the cumin was made of truma, so it could be there's now truma inside this oven. So the bleas of truma is going to penetrate the pas. That's a reason maybe not to eat the bread. It definitely warrants a shiloh. So it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a pas muteris. You're allowed to eat the bread. The reason is, lefisha ain tam kumin el recha kumin, because you don't have any tam. It's true, there's an idea that even when there's a rive, but there's something called tam. And tam, but over here there is no tam. There's nothing inside the oven that tastes like cumin. You know what you have? You have the smell of cumin. The fact that cumin was once there, and it was fueled, so now the tanner smells a little bit like cumin. But taste, recha, there's no recha of cumin. So being that there's no recha of cumin, it's for that reason that it's going to be okay to go ahead and eat the pas. What do you see from here? Reichel av milsi. Because if reichel is milsi, so the fact that it smells like human should be a problem. So Omar Rav, you know what? You want to know how I know reichel av milsi? That in a taruvis, there's no isit to smell. You don't have to worry about reichel. It's a Mishnah Trumas. How else are you going to learn this Mishnah Trumas? Abayu Amar says, no. Shani Yos in the Mikleisur. Reichel milsi. But you know in reichel milsi, that's only if the thing that's creating the smell is ba'ilam. If the thing that's creating the smell is no longer ba'olam, then reichel av milsi. So for example, to go now and smell yayin nesach, you have a barrel of yayin nesach, through this bastia, you're going to go now, you're going to smell it, that's a problem. Because reichel milsi, when the barrel of wine is sitting in front of you. In that case, the cumin that's creating the smell was fueled, it's gone, it's not ba'olam anymore. Being that it's not ba'olam anymore, it's over there that Abaye agrees, reichel av milsi. So Abaye is watering, he's diluting his position a little bit. Reichel av milsi, but only if the underlying thing that's creating the smell is ba'olam. But if the thing is not ba'olam over there, reichel av milsi. Amar Amari, Kitanoi. Amari said, I think it's really machlekes tano. This machlekes is Abaye v'rova, whether reichel milsi or reichel av milsi, I believe is a machlekes tano. What's this machlekes tano? And this too is a Mishnah, and Mesech this Chumah, it's a Reid Paschama. If somebody took hot bread out of an oven, and he put it on top of a barrel of wine, shel truma, that was truma. So the question is, are you allowed to eat the bread now, or are you not allowed to eat the bread? So just picture the scene, you have a barrel of wine, it is loaded with yayin of truma, somebody takes bread, he needs a place to put the bread, so he slaps it on top of the chavis shel yayin. It's hot bread. Paschama. V'nosna gabi chavis shel yayin. So what's the halacha? Remei says you're not allowed to eat the bread, because it was Beilea from the Yayin of Truma. Rabbi Yehuda Mater. Rabbi Yehuda says, it is okay to eat the bread. Rabbi Yossi says, it depends. Mater b'shal chitin. If the bread was made of wheat, it's okay. V'ayse b'shal so'ayim. If it was made of so'ayim, it's not okay. V'bnei sha'a so'ayim shayavoyis. Because the so'ayim, barley has an ability to be shayav, and for that reason, it's in that case that it's going to be an issue that you're not going to be able to eat the bread. But either way, so you have a machlokes over here, where you have a chavish or yayin of truma, you put hot bread on top of it, whether the bread is going to be an issue, it's not going to be an issue. What's the shayav over here? Now, there's no way there's any taste of wine inside the bread. Why not? Because the taste has to come from something. The only way you could have taste is if there's a real blia. There was no real blia. Taste would be, you use the pot, you cook the davar aser, and then you use the pot again to cook a davar mutter. So when you cook the davar aser, there was real food inside the pot. Now, you don't see it, you washed it really good. That's the chiddush of blias and platis. The chiddush is that there's blias of the davar aser inside the defanos of the kedera, inside the walls of the kli. So now when you cook again, it comes out. But there's something there. And even though it's only tam, but the tam is coming, l'chura, from something. But over here, there was nothing. There was never a contact between the wine and the bread. So the only thing you have here is reyach. You have reyach. The bread smells a shtickle now, like wine. So l'chura, if you have a machlik, it's Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Where Rameir is oyster, Rabbi Yehuda's matter. Tainas the Gemara. Amar Amari, my la b'hokam. If we get the maras, have a reyach milsi, maras, have a reyach v'loi klumus. So isn't the machlik of Ivar Rav really a machlik? Is Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says like this. Little Rav, according to Rav, that says reyach lab milsi, vadi tanoi. He's going to have to agree with Ramari. He's going to have to say that I acknowledge that even though I hold reyach lab milsi, there is a Tana in the world that holds Reicha Milsi. That's Rameyer in that Mishnah, where Rameyer says, Pas Chama on top of the Chavish Layah and Shuma is going to be us. He obviously holds Reicha Milsi, because if Reicha is on Milsi, then why would it, in the world would it be us? But Labaya the Gemara says, Mi Lema Tana, in Abaya, it's not Muchach that it's a Machloikis Tana. Amulch Abaya, Abaya can tell you, Lab me, Mirallah, Amarab, Babrachanam, Reish Lokish. But Pas Chama, Reish Lokish already explained this Mishnah. And based on the way you explained this Mishnah, you'll see it's not Muchach at all that there's anyone on the planet that disagrees with me, says Abaya, that holds that Reicha Lab. Everybody holds Reicha Milsi. I this machloikis. So let's hear Rish Lakish. But pas chama v'chavis psucha. If the bread was hot and the chavis was open, it was exposed. Everybody holds its aser. You know everybody holds its aser. It's Reicha Milsi. But pas tzoynenes. If the bread was cold, the chavis magufa, and the chavis was sealed, divya kol muteris. Nothing happened. Loi nechelku. You know where there was a machloikis. But pas chama, where the bread was hot, the chavis magufa, and the chavis, the barrel was sealed. Or, bepas soinenes, the bread was cold, the chavis psucha, and the chavis was open. In those cases, there was a shayla. What's the shayla? Not whether reicha milsi. Everybody holds reicha milsi. You know, I know everybody holds reicha milsi, because it was pas chama, and it was a chavis psucha, divriyaka lasura. Everybody holds asura. The shayla over there is that considered a case of reicha? Thus it should be Yasser. Is it not considered a case of Recha? Thus it shouldn't be Yasser. Vahadidi says Abaya, going back to my case, Kepas Chame V'chavis P'suchadami, my case is where there was a real Recha, where you smelled this Bas Tiyah Shalayv D'Kacham. Of Plusher over there, it's going to be Yasser. Meaning, it's clear in this mission that there's a man Dama that holds Recha Milsi. Rameir Oysa, why else would Rameir hold Oysa? Thus, Rabbah that says Recha La Milsi has to acknowledge that he's not saying according to everybody. That really is Machlekes Tana. Machlekes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. He's going to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. But Enochi Nami, he acknowledges, is a Rameir Shita, the Rameir holds it's awesome. The Shaila is all in Abaya. Abaya that holds Recha Milsi. Are you muchach to say that Rabbi Yehuda, who was matter in the Mishnah, holds Reichel? I will see. So the Gemara says, no, Reish Lakish already made an Akimta. Reish Lakish said the Akimta was talking about a very specific case, where either the Pas was Seinenes, or the Chavis was Megufa. Yeah, in those cases, there's a tzad to say Mutter. Why? Because even if Recha Milsi, not in that case, but in a case where it's clear it's a Recha, which Abaya said, that was my case, my case was Kepas Chame V'chavis P'sucha, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is going to agree that the Halacha is going to be Recha Milsi. So very geshmaki Gemara. We only learned about 17 sugyas as we went through this 40 minutes of Daf Yomi, but just to not end early, so just to speak out one last Ha'ara with regards to yesterday's daf, and that is the Ger Toshav. So yesterday we spoke about the Ger Toshav. And the Ger Toshav is someone that appears very often in Shas, but really the Makar, ground zero for learning the sugya of the Ger Toshav, is Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Talad Amud Beis. And I also feel that it's very much related to the core sugyas of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, because Masechtas Avodah Zarah is all about Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It's all about Bnei Noach. So we learned so much about the sugyas of Ben Noach, and Ger Toshav is a Ben Noach. So I think it makes a lot of sense, certainly very reasonable, to delve in just a teeny weeny bit more with regards to the halachas of Ger Toshav. So we saw the Brayson of Samech Talmud and Beis brings a three-way machlekes tanam. What's the definition of a Ger Toshav? Rav Meir says a Ger Toshav is a Ben Noach that was mekabel in front of three chaverim that he's not going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim say it's not enough that you're mekabel, you're not going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. You have to be mekabel that you're going to keep all Shavuot mitzvahs Ben Noach. Acherim Oymrim, a Ger Toshav is someone that was mekabel to keep kol Torah kula except for Nevela. He's not a Ger Tzedek, because he said, except for Nevela. In order to be a Ger Tzedek, you have to be mekabel all the mitzvahs. But at the same time, he wasn't just mekabel the Sheva mitzvah, certainly wasn't just mekabel not to be Eved Avodah Zarah. You have to be mekabel to keep Taryab mitzvahs. 612 mitzvahs, everything but Nevela. That's the definition of a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is a Ben Noach. It's not a Yid. But at the same time, he has a special place in Shulchan Aruch. The halachas of Ben Noach are impacted over and over and over in Shas. And hopefully, as we continue to learn Gemaras together and Ger Toshav comes up, we'll have a better appreciation of exactly who it is we're talking. What's the halacha? The Rambam in many places says that a Ger Toshav is someone that was mekabel to keep all Shevet Mitzvah Ben Noach. Rashi, Chumash, and Parshas Bahar, and Parshas Re'eh, and different places, Al Shas, says a very cryptic definition of a Ger Toshav. He's someone that was mekabel not to be Oved Avodah Zarah, but at the same time, he's an Oichel Nevelis. Either way, that is the halacha of a Ger Toshav. Yesterday, we spoke out to Lomdesin, to Shtiklich of Raid, as it relates to the Ger Toshav. The first one was the Briskerov. Briskerov, and really the Shoyl in a Michtav, it's the very last piece of Briskerov in Sefer, was very bothered. He didn't understand the whole idea of a Ben Noach being makabel to keep Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He anyways has to keep Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It would be no different that a Yid waking up in the morning, he makes a Kabbalah, he's going to put on tefillin every day. Yeah, obviously, you're Mushbevai mate. It's very nice that you made that Kabbalah, but it has no meaningful impact, because he anyways mechuyev too. So why should a Ben Noach, who's chayev to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, suddenly have a din to be makabel? We saw the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim says a Ben Noach has to be makabel. There's really an obligation for every Ben Noach to be a Ger Toshav. In order to be from the Chassidei Umayis Olam, you had to be a Ger Toshav. The Rambam says it clearly, B'Lashoni Azov, in the end of the 8th parak of Hilchas Melachim. So like, what's this idea of making a Kabbalah? Aren't you mechuyev to do it anyways? So the Briskerov said, based on the Gemara, in the Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that pays on the days, and in many places in Shas, Rav Yatir Goyim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Bnei Noach weren't keeping the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, and he said that even if you keep it, you can have a din of an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. That means on some level, although the Bnei Noach were mechuyah from other Marishan to keep Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, but on some level they were viewed as an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. If they're viewed on some level as an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, so that's where you have the weakness, that's where the klishus is, that's where there's mokum now for there to be Chala Kabbalah, to go from being an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa Diga Bnei Noach to suddenly being a Mitzvah V'Oisa Diga Bnei Noach. It's interesting, somebody told me yesterday that if you go through this Briskerov, it's the last piece of Briskerov in Sefer. And he goes through the different Lashonos of the Rambam, the end of the 8th parak in Hilchas Melachim. So the very last line. What's the last line of Briskerov in Sefer? Seif Dover. That's how Sefer Kehelas ends. Soif davar akol nishma. Soif davar. Divrei harambam tmuin ma'oid ve'en lahem shum muvan l'chayra. So he told me, heard from a Rosh Hashiva once, that said, very befitting. That's the way the Brisker Rav Sefer ends. But either way, hajin Allah. But that's the Brisker Rav. The second Ara that we spoke at yesterday was a Chiddush at the Bir Halacha speaks out in Simen Shin Dalet, also known as Simen Dalet Shin, where the Bir Halacha was Medayek in Magen Avram, over there in Simen Dalet Shin. We shtel to the Ad Ephraim in who's made the same diak l'chura in a Magen Avraham and Simen Lamed Tesen Hilchas Tefillin, and that is that the Ger Toisha, if he wants to be Mekabel more than the Shevet Mitzvah Nech, he has a right to be Mekabel more than the Shevet Mitzvah Nech. He can be Mekabel as many mitzvahs as he wants. And if he's Mekabel the mitzvah of Tefillin, he'd have a din of a Yeshnei Bekshira, Yeshnei Beksiva. And if he'd be Mekabel the mitzvah of Shabbos, it could be that Lachas of Shvisa Shabbos would be impacted as well. Meaning, just like you see in Shitas Acherim, the third shita in the Braisa, that a ger toishav is someone that was makabel more than the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach. And anything he's makabel, he's obligated to keep, not as a yid, but as a ger toishav. So there's a concept, there's a musig, that even according to the Chachamim, Lididan, that we don't paskin like Acherim, it's only with regards to what the bare minimum definition of a ger toishav is. But that you saw that a ben Nayach can be makabel more than the Sheva Mitzvahs, and be obligated to observe more than the Sheva Mitzvahs, not midin Yisrael, but rather midin ger toishav, that's something that's going to be true, l'kuli alma dvarim niflam ad lamoid. But here's the third one. Third Ara is, the Pasuk says in Daseres HaDibros, and then there's a very similar Pasuk that repeats itself in Parshas Mishpatim. V'yoy mashvi, Shabbos l'Hashem alikecha, l'isasukom alocha, ato vincho v'techa, abdecha v'amoscho v'hemtecha, v'gercha asher b'sharecha. So if you take a look at the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban says that what does v'gercha asher b'sharecha mean? Meaning you have to keep Shabbos. L'isasukom alocha. Who? Who's you? Ata, uvincho v'techa, your sons and daughters. Avdecha v'amascha, uvehemtecha, v'gercha asher b'sharech. The Raman says, the Pashtus is, v'gercha asher b'sharech is referring to a ger tzedek. In Parashas Mishpatim, in Perich of Gibbon Pasuk Yudbeis, similar Pasuk, sheishas yavim tasim asech, uvayoy mashvi tishbois, l'man yonuach, shorcha v'chamayrecha, v'yinofesh ben amosecha v'ager. Who's that ger? Says the Ramban, and Rashi brings it in Parashas Mishpatim as well, v'ager ze ger toishav. So the Torah is somehow commanding, throwing the ger toishav into the mitzvah of Shabbos. The emphasis is, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Memches on the base. The Gemara over there says, it says, V'yinofesh ben amasecha v'hager, ben amasecha, we know what that means. What does a ger mean? Ze ger toshav. In other words, the ger toshav, although he's a ben noyach, he's somehow included in the mitzvah of Shabbos. And at first glance, sorch ber, Shabbos was given to Yidden. It wasn't given to Ovdei Kechavim. Akim Sheshav as Eschai Misa. So what does it mean, v'hager ger toshav? The v'hager that it says in Parashas Yisro, in Daser HaSadibris, that's a Ger Tzedek. Of course, the Ger Tzedek is a Yid. So why the Torah would have to mention that the Ger Tzedek is included in the mitzvah of Shabbos? Ger Tzedek is very often singled out throughout the Torah. Good, I am Berishoyin. But a Ger Toshav is a guy. So Ger Toshav is a guy. Who kumt arayin the Ger Toshav in the mitzvah of Shabbos? You know who asks the Kasha? Rashi. You know who else asks the Kasha? Tosfos. Zok Rashi. Dibra maskul ger toishav. Yivamis mem chesam beis. Shekibel olav. What's a ger toishav? He was makabel shloi lavet avodis kechavim. V'oichol neveil. This is one of the Rashis where Rashi gives his interesting definition of what a ger toishav is. Says Rashi. Here's the punchline. His hero yakosav ala Shabbos. The Torah said that a ger toishav has to keep Shabbos. Why? The mechalas haShabbos ko'ivet avodis kechavim. Because a ger toishav was mekabel shloi lavet avodah zarah. He's not allowed to be oved avodah zarah. It's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei neach. And hamechalas haShabbos is koyved avodah zarah. That's what the Gemara says. So therefore, if he can't be oved avodah zarah, now he can't be mechalas Shabbos either. So it says Rashi, you want to know what the pasuk means when it says v'yinofesh ben amosecha v'hager l'rabbis ger toishav. The pasuk saying that a ger toishav has to keep Shabbos. He has to be a Shomer Shabbos. Why does he have to be a Shomer Shabbos? Because he's not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah. And if he's not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah, Satan is Rashi in the way he understands the Gemara, which is really a beer in a pasuk. The Ger Toshav now has to keep Shabbos. Frank Tosfos, what's going on over here? A Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos? Why? Because he's not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah, and Mechal al Shabbos is Oved Avodah Zarah. Every Ben Noyach in the world is Muzer Shaloi Lavod Avodah Zarah. It's one of the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noyach. It's not unique to a Ger Toshav. Every Ben Noyach, Ger Toshav just made a Kabbalah. But really, every Ben Noyach has one of the seven mitzvahs that he is not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Yet, Akim Sheshav Asas Chayiv Misa. So Frek Toshav, how can you make this Cheshbin that the halacha is that being that Bnei Noyach HaMetzuveh on Avodah Zarah, thus they can't be Mechal Shabbos, because Mechal Shabbos is Koyvin Avodah Zarah. Every Ben Noyach Teichiach, he has an Isser to be Oyvin Avodah Zarah, and at the same time, he also has an Isser. Yoyim V'lai V'lo Yishboisu, Akim Shachavas Chayiv Misa. So Tosfos says, the Gemara can't mean what Rashi thinks it means. What the Gemara means is that a Yid, just like he has to make sure that his Eved doesn't do Malacha, his Amma doesn't do Malacha, he has to make sure that a Ger Toshav doesn't do Malacha for him. It means the Yid has to make sure that the Ger Toshav doesn't do it. It's like an Amir La'akum Midai Raisa Digadid. But we're not learning the Sukkot Amir La'akum, yeah? But Al Kopanim Tosfos says that it certainly doesn't mean what Rashi thinks it means, that a Ger Toshav has a Chiv suddenly to keep Shabbos. How do you give Zuchanetza with this Rashi? So I saw in the Sefer Chavetzelos Asharim, he brings from the Panovich Arav, it's printed this piece, this essay of the Panovich Arav in the Kuntres called Divrei Harav. But either way, the Panovich Arav said, a dover nifla adlamoid, and behektem one chakira. A ger toishav. So the word is very similar to ger tzedek. When somebody becomes a ger toishav, a ben noyach does, is there some sort of gerus that's taking place? Or is there no gerus that's taking place? Nemesis, the Briskarov, in his letter, in that michtav, you could tell. He said that the Shoyal, he writes this himself, the Briskarov, held that when a Ger Toshav becomes a Ger Toshav, it really is Milosh and Geras. There's something changing. The Mitzius of the Gavra, the Chatz of the Gavra is Nishtana. Al Yudei his Kabbalah right now. And just like Benoyach, that's Mekabel, Ol Torah V'Mitzvahs, becomes a Ger Tzedek, and there's no backsies, you can't back out once you become a Yid. In that same vein, something is Nishtana in the Ben Noyach, when he's Mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvahs, Bnei Noyach, he becomes a Ger, not a Ger Tzedek, but a Ger Toshav. Briskarov disagreed. He held, it's not Mashva that way. He said a Ger Toshav is a person that made a Kabbalah, and you can unwind your Kabbalah, and you can decide tomorrow morning you're not going to be a Ger Toshav anymore, and you're not going to be a Ger Toshav. Malach is not going to treat you as a Ger Toshav. But that was the Chakira that the Panovich Arav cleared. That same Chakira that the Briskarov discusses in his Michtav. Is a Ger Toshav a Gerus? Meaning something's actually happens and not a Gerus. Panovich Arav held that there is a Gerus. There's a Gerus that's taking place. That's the Achdamah. But then he took it one step further. He said, Yesh Loimar, that the geder of the gerus of a ger toishav is that when a ger toishav is mekabel the sheva mitzvah bnei noyach, he is now chayiv in sheva mitzvahs, but not chayiv in sheva mitzvahs like a ben noyach is chayiv in sheva mitzvahs. He's chayiv in sheva mitzvahs like a yid is chayiv in sheva mitzvahs. Meaning all sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach we have as well in our Torah. We're chayiv because Moshe Rabbeinu said that we have to do it. It's Moshe Kibbol Torah Mesinai, we're Mush B'vayim Marasinai, that's what we have to keep the Torah. Ben Noyach, it's related to Adam Arishin. That's what the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach are. But Taimed, the Panovich Arav, when a Ben Noyach becomes a Ger Toshav, what he's essentially doing is he's tapping in B'miktsas to the Torah of Klal Yisrael. There's a Gerus B'miktsas. There's a new patent called Ger Toshav. It's a Gerus, but it's like a Gerus B'miktsas. He's only Chayiv in seven mitzvahs, not 613 mitzvahs. But those seven mitzvahs that he's Chayiv in, he's not Chayiv like a Ben Noyach. He's now going to be Chayiv like a Yisrael. So Tainet upon a Vitzrov. And a Chanami. A Goy has an Issa to be Yoved Avodah Zarah. A Yid has an Issa to be Yoved Avodah Zarah. But Loiroi is that Karoi is that. It's not the same Issa. A Goy has an Issa to be Yoved Avodah Zarah. It just means don't worship. Don't bow down to Getchkis. That's Pachas Yoser, what his definition of Avodah Zarah means. A Yid has a much broader definition of Avodah Zarah. A Yid's Avodah Zarah includes in it the idea that Akim Sheshavas is Chayim Misa. A Yid's Avodah Zarah includes other things that may not be Avodah Zarah per se, but at the same time, they're going to be Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Just to highlight the point. Gemara in Perek Achilitz, also in the Sugis of Geiris. So we all know the story with Nami and Rus, and Rus tells Nami that she tries talking her out of joining the folk. She says, no, I want to come along with you. And the Gemara darshens the whole pasuk over there. Nomi said, you realize you're going to become a Jew? There's something called Chum Shabbos. She says, no, Basher Telchi Eilich. Wherever you can go, I'll go. Yichud, there's an Issa Yichud. Basher Tolini, wherever you could sleep, I'll sleep. Mifkadina Sheish Meis for Yud Gimel Mitzvahs. You know, we have Taryag Mitzvahs. Amichami, Otsulan Avodah Zarah. You know, I'm a Jew. You become a Jew, you're not going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Elokecha Eloka, your God is my God. Arba Mises Nimsru Lebezdin. Basha Tamusi Tamisi. Frank the Marsha. I understand this whole price except for one thing. Nami tells Rus, I'm letting you know, you're going to become a Yid. We have an Isra Avay Dezara. What do you mean? They don't have an Isra Avay Dezara, but they also have an Isra Avay Dezara. What? Nami telling Rus that I want you to know you're going to become a Yid. Now you're going to have Avay Dezara. You want to talk about Dvarim Chamurim, talk about other things. But what are you talking about Avay Dezara for? Don't they have Avay Dezara anyways? Zakhtar Marsha, an unbelievable thing. Where did Rus come from? Rus came from Chutz Laaretz. She was a Mayavia. Nami was telling Rus that, you know, that you may at some point have Gaguim for your family. You're going to want to go home. The halach is, if somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, it's Ke'ilu Avayda Zara. It's a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Ksubis. Our Avayda Zara is different than your Avayda Zara. I know you have an Isra Avayda Zara, but your Isra Avayda Zara is very specific. You can't bow down to a Getchka. Our Avayda Zara, there's a lot of Ke'ilus. Kol HaYotzi Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz is Ke'ilu Avayda Zara. And that's something that Nami knew Rus may be tempted at some point to do. Said, I'm letting you know right now, there's a different definition of Avodah Zarah. Our Avodah Zarah has a halach of kol hamechalel haShabbos is ke'ilu oved Avodah Zarah. Tain is Rashi, a ger toishav, who is mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei noyach. This Kabbalah is a gerus b'mikzas. If it's a gerus b'mikzas, he's now going to be mechuyev in Sheva Mitzvahs, not like a ben noyach, as a Yisrael. It's true, a ben noyach's Sheva mitzvahs are limited to the mitzvah itself. So a ben noyach's Avodah Zarah doesn't have a mechalel Shabbos kilo oved Avodah Zarah. Punkvaker, to the contrary, Akim Sheshavas is gor chayev misa. But a ger toishav Shabbos is an under, a ger toishav Avodah Zarah is an under Avodah Zarah. His Avodah Zarah, kol hayoytz me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz kilo oved Avodah Zarah, like the Marsha says, mefurish, betuv tam in chedushi agadis, daf mem zayin, in mesechtes Yevamos. A goy's yid's Avodah Zarah has in the kol mechalel Shabbos kilo oved Avodah Zarah. If mechalel Shabbos kilo oved Avodah Zarah, actually, that's what the Gemara means. For Yenofish ben Amoschava Ager, the Gertoish of Astaka Chayiv and Shabbos. Fu kumte tse Shabbos? E kumte tse Shabbos simply because it's Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah.